This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The Union Cabinet yesterday approved Gobardhan, the National Circular Bioenergy Scheme, with a total outlay of 23,731 crore rupees to boost clean energy and rural economy. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the scheme will be implemented from 2026-27 to 2035-36 and establish compressed biogas as a major pillar of India's future energy mix. Mr. Vaishnaw said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has also approved the construction of four-lane highway from Guwahati to Tezpur along the National Highway 15 in Assam. On Cabinet's approval of Gobardhan scheme, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post said the decision is a vital step towards clean energy, rural prosperity and realizing the country's collective dream of becoming a self-reliant nation. Further, the Prime Minister highlighted the Guwahati-Tezpur corridor project in Assam will reduce travel time, improve road safety and ease congestion through major bypasses at various locations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a telephone call from his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday. During their conversation, the two leaders reviewed sustained progress in India-Israel's special strategic partnership and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthening the bilateral cooperation across various sectors for the mutual benefit of the two countries. Both leaders also exchanged views on the recent developments in West Asia. India has successfully test-fired the medium-range ballistic missile Agni-4 from the integrated test range at Chandipur in Odisha. The Defence Ministry said the launch validated all operational and technical parameters of the missile. The ministry added that the successful launch marks another milestone in strengthening the country's strategic deterrence capabilities. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the Strategic Forces Command and DRDO on the successful mission. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu has debunked the claim stating that the government plans to blend ethanol with aviation turbine fuel ATF are completely false and irresponsible. In a social media post, Mr. Naidu today said that there is no such proposal. He said ethanol and sustainable aviation fuel, SAF, are entirely different and should not be conflated. Meanwhile, Commerce and Industry Ministry in a statement refuted the claims in media that India is importing and intends to import large quantities of ethanol from the United States for fuel blending as baseless and factually incorrect. Expressing serious concern regarding the suffering of patients across Maharashtra, the Bombay High Court has directed resident doctors to immediately call off their strike. The court had taken Suo Moto cognizance of the strike called by resident doctors to protest against the registration of homeopaths under the Maharashtra Medical Council and prescribe allopathic medicines, emphasizing that the court does not want a single person to lose his/her life amid the strike. The court yesterday warned the residents that their wages may be stopped if they fail to report back to work immediately. The bench of Acting Chief Justice Ravindra Ghuge and Justice Gautam Ankhad noted that it may be a legal right of every person to agitate for their rights but not at the cost of patients. Pursuant to the court's remarks, Indian Medical Association Senior Counsel S.U. Kamdar and President of Maharashtra Association of Resident Doctors, Dr. Atharva Shinde, agreed that the strike would be called off. While being informed that a petition challenging the registration of eligible homeopaths will with the Maharashtra Medical Council is still pending, the High Court said the concerned bench shall hear the matter and decide it expeditiously. Bullying in Arunachal Pradesh's Siang District is set to host the Asian Rafting Championship 2026 in October. Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Panchayati Raj and Rural Development Minister Ojing Tasing, the MLA of Bolang, held separate high-level meetings with key sports administrators to review preparations for the upcoming tournament to be held between October the 5th and 9th. And that is the end of this news bulletin.